Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, I'm Captain Slate from Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center in Florida, and you're listening to my good buddy and dive pal, Greg the Dive Master, from the world's first radio show devoted to diving, Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Me too, but I'm a little biased. I am Greg the Dive Master. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. CJ's in the studio with me. He's been here for quite a long time. Not quite 29 years, but close enough.
Oh, I thought you meant today, about an hour and a half.
Yeah. So you know, whether he makes
90 minutes too long, if you ask me.
Yeah. Will you make it to next week, you think? You don't want to commit at this point, I'm assuming.
No, I think we're going to be in the Keys.
At least through next weekend.
Yeah.
You're willing to hang, is what you're saying. Because we're going to go diving at Jules Undersea Lodge. Well, actually, they changed the name, evidently, to
Julian.
Marine Lab, the home of Jules Undersea Lodge. So there's been like an upgrade or, you know, change in how they're going to present the area.
You better get there. That right before you talk about it on the air.
What do you mean? I just said. I'm
you're not like sure. Unsure of yourself.
No, it's right here on their website. Marine Lab says it right there. I mean, look, come on. Why would I start lying at this point after doing it for 29 years?
Actually, it says Marine Lab Undersea Park and Museum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Undersea Lab.
MarineLabUnderseaPark.org is the website. But yeah, I'm not sure what the museum part is.
It's a long name.
I know they got a bunch of artifacts there.
We'll just call it ML.
No, we will not. We'll call it Marine Lab. That's what they're calling it. So we'll call it that too.
They talk about distinguished visitors, but I don't see your name in there. I see Aerosmith,
well,
Steve
been there
Tyler,
yet.
He's not distinguished.
Tim Allen.
I haven't been there yet, Barry.
Pierre Trudeau. You've been there before.
Well, I haven't been to Marine Lab.
Disgusting visitors.
I haven't been to the Marine Lab. One. But yeah, maybe we can talk to him about that. But yeah, I mean, I don't know if they've done some changes since last year.
Greg, I've been out there 29 years. Who gives a fuck?
That's
going to happen.
Not funny. That's not funny at all.
Do you know the people that are running this now?
Well, I think it's the same people from last year, but I'm not absolutely positive. We'll find out when we get there. So what is going to happen is we're going to have a special show airing next Saturday because this is all happening like, you know, like 10 to 4.
Us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you are, and this is about.
were you on that?
We don't have parking for you. You're not on the list.
No. We're going to go and we'll probably just have to be dropped off and take an Uber if there's no parking available for us. But they have it. What I don't know is if they've changed some of the physical layout of the place, or this is just a name change or upgrade in that regard. So I'm not.
I don't think
positive.
You can do a physical layout of the lab. I mean, it is what it is.
Well, yeah, but the property, they could have moved some stuff around or put in some. I don't know what the museum part really is. I mean, they used to have some pretty cool artifacts last year in the gift shop. So I'm not sure what that part. Of this,
they have hot honey chocolate bunnies.
Well, we're gonna bring some. I just hope they don't melt in the car on the way down.
Cooler.
Yeah, we're gonna have to ice them down. And by the way, I didn't ask the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad if they wanted any. I mean, they're all excited about the Easter eel and just hoping that they're gonna get chocolates instead of, you know, crap.
Wait. Are you offering us something that could make you a dollar, but you're offering dust? Free?
I'm not offering you anything. I just said, would you actually want a hot honey filled chocolate bunny if one was
and
made
if
available?
If I wanted
to you?
One, you would give it to me for
no,
free?
No, of course not.
Damn it.
Why would I do that? What have I given you in 29 years?
Grief.
A headache?
Yeah.
Grief.
Hello.
Headaches.
So why
nausea.
Would I? Why would I change a good thing?
Rectal itching.
Excuse me.
Ow.
Okay. But anyway.
Preparation H.
All right. That's enough. But so it sounds like that Casey the Tobacco Nut would be intrigued and he would like one of those.
That's not very nice of you, Greg. It's Easter.
What? I said.
You're to charge him?
No, yeah, I just said. I just
said you wouldn't give him any.
No, I said if they were available, would you want one? I
didn't. Hypothetically.
Remember that thing that he said he was always good this year?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, never it's mind. Not up to
the
me.
Easter Eel brought me these little chocolate bits. I'll just stick with those.
Today counts, Greg.
Yeah.
It's not too late to get on the naughty list.
Tomorrow's Easter, Greg, yeah, not today.
I kind of want to know if the Easter Eel actually did visit Casey a little early. Is that what that? He just popped one of those little chocolate treats. He just stuck one of those little chocolate treats in his mouth.
I mean, these things are scattered all over the bathroom.
Are they? Wow. That was a little too much information.
Yeah, an explosive.
Okay, that's
an
enough.
Explosive
that's enough. Thing. I don't know. Vinny, would you want one? Would you want a hot honey-filled chocolate bunny? I mean, they're pressurized. So when you bite into them, they explode into your mouth.
No.
A shot of hot honey. What do you mean? No. Really?
It doesn't sound good to me.
Really?
Oh, hell no.
Hot spicy honey on chocolate sounds really good.
See? It doesn't sound... I think the Aqua Gypsy, Brittany, would be very offended right now, Vinny. Remember, you were the one who inspired this product with your little nickname for the Aqua Gypsy.
I did?
Yes, you said...
Well, it goes to show you, I have no recollection of that.
Well, so. No, what inspired the whole product, Brittany called me up.
Really?
And she was talking, says, yeah, I just talked to Vinny, and he just, he called me and goes, hey, what's going on, my little honey bunny? And I'm like, that's cute. That's very cute. And I was like, that's kind of... And then it just like, the light bulb went off, and I'm like, hey, there's something
and
there.
You couldn't see.
Yeah.
But I don't
he was blinded by the light.
So you inspired this product. Now you're telling me you don't even want one.
I don't really have any recollection of it doing anything.
Well,
sound just like someone on the stand while they're cross-examining.
I'm like Richard Nixon. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
have no
recollection. He is not a crook.
Tricky dick.
Okay.
Well, it depends on what your initial evaluation of is.
All right. Well, the big question, if we have a good return on our investment during Easter, the question will be, will we come out with the chocolate-filled scuba tanks? So the hot honey is pressurized, put inside a chocolate shell.
Maybe it shouldn't be pressurized.
Why? Yeah. That's what brings it to the dive market.
It just don't it makes sound the right, connection. Greg.
What?
I mean, do you like things that explode into your mouth?
They crack themselves
answer
up.
Answer the question, Greg.
Yes or no.
Answer. Or do you not have a recollection of anything?
Make an assessment.
I have no recollection.
Yeah.
I'm just asking a question, a legitimate question. Do you like things that explode in your mouth?
Well, if it's hot honey.
What about a cheese dog?
Well, it's a similar concept, I guess.
So,
The fact that it's pressurized, that's what kind of sets this confection apart from everything else on the market.
But it's not pressurized to actual tank pressure.
No, I didn't say it was. It just has enough pressure, so it just a burst of flavor.
So to clear the record... You like things.
Okay, that's enough. How many times are we going to beat this dead horse? I don't know.
That's what happens when people cancel.
Jeez, 29 years. 29 years.
Thanks for nothing.
This is all the support I'm going to get.
Sons of bitches.
Yeah. All right, more coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.